Sam and Catherine Hoekstra and Memphis. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. And Memphis is looking good and snazzy in his vest. Do you call it a vest, or what do you call that right there, Sam, that he's wearing?
Yeah, it's a vest.
Okay.
His uniform, his dress for the day.
He's got the patches on and everything's looking sharp. Looking good.
He does pretty good. We do have two vests. We do have kind of a dress vest.
Yes.
And that's his disabled veteran vest. And this is his at work vest. It's a little bit more casual.
Understand. Yeah. Going business casual today.
Yeah.
Well, as you both know, I have followed Memphis like you have since he was a puppy. And I found out about this organization called This Able Veteran. And he was on their social media. And the first thing, I was just scrolling through Facebook, I saw this picture of his dog. And it looked really cute, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's something happy on Facebook. I need to like that picture. And then I found out more and more about This Able Veteran. But Memphis is your service dog. And tell me, like, Sam, like, how Memphis came into your world.
My wife and I, we had a sit down one night, and I told her that I think I wanted to apply for a service dog. Uh-huh. And we had a conversation that night and went ahead and put in the application, and she actually had to write a part on, for spouses as well. And a couple months down the road, we got a call saying you got accepted into the class.
Uh-huh.
And they don't tell you. They don't tell you who you're getting. So we waited almost 6 months for the class to start, and we tried bribing the trainers to see
right,
you know, if they knew anything, and they weren't budging. And so I was one of the locals here, only one of two that was local to be in the class, and they asked if I'd come in about a month early and work with him once or twice. And They
but
got
you didn't
me good.
Know that month before, like, they just asked if you wanted to come out and start training.
And how they played a trick on me, they brought three dogs. Uh-huh. And they said, they brought this one dog, and they said, this is your dog. And I was like, okay. And they did this three times, and I was about ready to explode. And finally, they said, here you go. And they said, this is what you get for trying to bribe our trainers into finding out who your dog is.
Right.
So we were hoping for him. We had followed him. He had a personality that matched my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been Thelma and Louise ever since.
What a difference. I mean, this is just amazing. I have, Memphis is very, he's a cool cat, and how he helps you is how. Like, for folks who are listening, have never heard of Disabled Veterans and the organization there, like, how does Memphis help you, Sam?
So first, you know, Disabled Veterans are very good with their trauma resiliency program to teach you that the dog is not your savior pill. It's not your fix-all. It's a mere resource to your tool bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so Memphis helps me with anxiety, just bringing me back to earth. Unfortunately, in my job, there's a lot of things that kind of set me back from day to day.
And, sure.
He picks up on them real quick, and just a little, he puts his front paw up or his nose and kind of knocks me down. But what that does is that it grounds me. It brings me back to reality. Mm-hmm. And it's a reset button.
So, yeah.
Memphis is my reset button, and he picks up on a lot of different things, stress and anxiety, and he knows when I need him to sit with me on the couch after a long day's work. Depression may set in, and he's a mix of them all.
It is amazing to see this program come to life, and if you want to find out more about the work that This Able Veteran does, go to their website. It's very easy. It's thisableveteran.org. You find out about the program and all that good stuff. But I wanted to ask you both a question, and this is probably one that maybe people might be too scared to ask, but Kent will bring it to you today, and you can both share in on this. But, like, let's say you're out somewhere. You're at the grocery store together, or maybe you're at a ball game together, and a family comes up and says, hey, can we pet your dog?
So when we first got Memphis, it was kind of difficult for me to navigate being out in society with him, because I was focusing on what's around me and him. So Kat, and I will let her take over here in a second, was very, very good to swoop in like Batman.
Okay.
And kind of like the Secret Service guy taking a bullet for the president, she would jump in there.
I see. I see.
And I'll let you explain.
Take it away, Catherine.
So we have two children, and part of the training that Sam went through was to sort of understand how to work with Memphis, what to do out in public. And then I spent a day with other spouses, and we sort of learned things like this. You know, you can sort of run interference if you have to. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can absolutely do that, because it is very distracting. You know, when Memphis is in his vest, he's working, he has a job. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Sam has to focus on him, and so he's not very in tune to his surroundings. And, you know, our kids are taught the same thing. When Memphis is in his vest, he's working. We've had moments where they're like, can we just pet Memphis? And we're like, no, he's working.
Right.
So we have had people ask us, and the best thing to do is just that, to ask, you know, may I pet your dog? And sometimes we have to say no, and it probably seems very devastating to the sweetest little boy or girl that just wants to see a dog. But also, too, you know, Memphis can't be distracted from his job. And so we do welcome that, and there are times, if you've met Memphis, you know he's very lovable, he's very happy, and he will go right to you, and you can pet him and love on him. But it really is one of those moments we just have to see what our surroundings are and kind of determine if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And
can I add to this?
You certainly can.
So I have a lot of people that come up and they will swoop in with their hand as they're asking, can I pet him? Which is not very good for Memphis or me. And another thing is, even if you ask and I say no, the distraction is still there when people, and I understand, everyone loves dogs, you know?
They oh, absolutely. Dogs. Yeah.
But a lot of times when people are standing around and just pointing and admiring him, and that's still a distraction. So
gotcha.
It can be hard, and not just on my side, but on people's side that want to touch and pet a dog, especially Memphis, that has such a personality. So
he does. He really does. And we're going to have a lot of stuff up on my blog at z100fm.com and also on our Z100 Facebook here in a second, and some pictures that are just going to melt your heart. This dog just touches your heart. So hang on. Can you guys stick around for just a little bit longer? Because this is really good stuff, and there's other things I want to ask. And I'll tell you this, too. Catherine writes a blog called Walking With Memphis.
Yes.
Okay. .com. That's it. And so you can go there and you can see and follow this couple and find out more about Memphis and all this good stuff. So we're going to talk just a little bit more with him here in a second. It is 7:21 right now with some sunshine working in here in Carterville on Route 13. A whole lot more coming up. Stay with me.